Got a message today, talking about God. It's a good subject. It's going to talk about you. It's going to talk about me a little bit. And it was out of 2 Samuel 22. And so if you have your Bibles, you want to go there. I'm going to put some of these scriptures up, but you might want to have your own Bible to grab. I remember when I was 21 and God first revealed himself to me, I was sitting in the middle of a living room praying with a group of friends, and I had recently given my life to Christ, and God spoke to me, and he showed me the Trinity, which I learned growing up. So it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In the Catholic Church, that's where I learned that. And so God showed me that, and he said, I'm the same God you've heard about your whole life, and you haven't chosen me, but I chose you. And that was a very, very, very huge moment for me. It's lasted all these years. And I had the very distinct understanding that though I'd lived my life in total sin, drugs, alcohol, just complete the whole rock and roll life, God was overlooking all of that and choosing to save me. And I was dumbfounded. I can just remember being completely humbled. And I said over and over again, why me? And from that day forward, I've known God as the God of mercy. I knew that then. The God of mercy and the God of grace. And I also knew him as the God who saves, because he saved my life. And that comes through so much of what I do, of just being grateful and thankful to the Lord. And it's because it's something that I went through. And I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit, Randy, so I don't want to throw you. I want to talk about David today. And it's our last look at David in this series. And so in 2 Samuel 22, the timeline seems to be that it was composed shortly after he had victories over foreign enemies, over Saul, who had been pursuing him. But it appears to be before Bathsheba and the sin that he went into. And so we're going to go through some of this song that he wrote. And we're going to see what David learned about God. So we're just going to kind of at the end here see, okay, David's went through all these things. What did he learn? And so I'm going to ask you today to think about what have you learned about God in your life through what you've been through. So we're going to find out about David. So verses 1 through 3 of chapter 22 in 2 Samuel. God is my protector. That's what he found out. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people, you save me. So David found out through what he went through that God was his protector. You know, if you think about it, David had to hide all the time from Saul, so he knew all about what protection was. He was always hiding among the rocks, the caves. I mean, that was his life for quite a few years. And in verse 7, we find out that God is listening and will turn his face toward the humble. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God from his temple. He heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. So David found out that God listens when we turn to him humbly. Verse 18, jumping all the way down. God is my rescuer. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. When all seemed lost, God was David's rescuer. And this is when his enemies were too strong physically or numerically for him. There was just too much. And he was overwhelmed, and God rescued him. So he knew God as his rescuer. And then verse 20, God frees his people. I like this one. Think about this. He brought me out into a spacious place. You may have wondered what that means. And it says, he rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord freed him. And you know, when you think about David always having to hide all the time, that he knew what it meant to be put out into a spacious place where he didn't have to fear, where he didn't have to hide, but he was free because God put him in this spacious place. God frees his people. Verse 28, God hates pride. You save the humble, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. God hates pride. Verse 33, God makes the righteous strong. It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. In verse 40 and 41, God will fight for the righteous. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn back their backs in flight. God, and I want to jump to, and I destroyed my foes. In verse 50, God wants all men to be saved. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. So God's heart is that we proclaim his name because he wants everybody to be saved. That's why he wants you to do that, among the nations. So David learned that also. So David went through all this stuff, and he was in mortal danger much of the time, and he experienced God's deliverance time and again, and he learned through trial who God was. And as I said before, it's probable that David had not yet had an affair with Bathsheba. He had not yet had her husband murdered. So far in his life, he had been wronged by others. So he found all this other stuff out about God, what God does for you. But one day, those tables were turned, and Pastor Tim talked about that a couple of weeks ago. And after he committed some major sins, namely the affair with Bathsheba and the subsequent murder of her husband Uriah, that's when he found God as something he'd never experienced. So through that, he also found out something about God. In 2 Samuel 12:11, this is pretty intense. This is what's being told to David. Out of your own household, I'm going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. So pretty intense. So David finds something else out about God. He learned that there's consequences to his sin, not just everybody else that's against him. He found out there's consequences, and he knew God then as the righteous judge, a God that is wrathful. Wrathful, it's not a word we use too much. Here's an obscure scripture. Nahum 1:3, it's not really an obscure scripture, it's an obscure reference. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. So David is now finding out sort of a little bit of the flip side. Okay? And he also finds out that God is holy. Revelation 4:8. Each of the four living creatures that had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings, day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." So David found out that God is holy and he can't put up with this sin, even from this guy who loved God with all of his heart. Because that's another thing we find out is that David expresses over and over again in the Psalms. And in Psalm 18, it's the same. It's very similar to the portion of Scripture that we read. He starts off by saying how much he loves God. But even the guy who totally loves God goes into sin, and then there's consequences for his sin. So he finds God as that he's a God of judgment and that God is holy. Now, David immediately repents with sincerity for his sin, but God does not have him killed for his sin. So then he finds something else out. Is that God is the God of mercy and one who responds to repentance. So David ran to God even when he was in the midst of the worst. So David was a warrior. He was a soldier. He was then a king. He was surrounded by physical danger much of his life. And David learned elements of who God was in extreme circumstances. And I got to say that circumstances that most of us will never experience. I mean, I doubt if anybody here is going to fight a giant and behead him. Now, if you do, I hope it's in the right circumstance. But most of us will never do that. Probably never come up against a giant. But he fought major armies in battle. Maybe some of you have been a part of that. He was hunted like an animal in the desert for several years. But what seems like a giant to you now? Disease, marital unfaithfulness, drug addiction, depression, loneliness. So now I'm going to ask you again what I asked you at the beginning is, what have you learned about God? Now, my daughter's here today. Are you back there, Alyssa? It's kind of bright up here. I can't see you very well. There you are. Okay. And my grandson. So cool. And I love my kids to the moon and back, as I'm sure that you all do too. And some of you may be able to relate to this, but if one of my kids, I have two, if one of them has their heart broken, and I never saw this coming, by the way. Sometimes I'm not the greatest person who has compassion, but I never saw it coming that when my kid's heart is broken, my heart gets broken. And I don't know if any of you have experienced that, but that's what happens to me. I remember one time, Alyssa, it's funny, Pastor BJ mentioned getting cut from something. She was cut from a basketball team once. And once I found out all the facts, which, good parent, I did. Once I found out all the facts, I realized it wasn't the coach's fault. And so I wasn't mad at the coach. But Alyssa's heart was still broken. And I can just remember sitting on the couch with Alyssa, having her head on my shoulder, and we were both had tears streaming down our face. Again, I wasn't blaming anybody, but her heart was broken because of it, and so mine was too. And I can remember that my son Dustin had a girlfriend in college that we loved, and it seemed they were on their way to getting married, and we were all for it. And just when it seemed like the engagement was near, and Dustin had even saved up all this money for a ring, she broke it off. And my son's heart was broken. And I got to say, again, I never saw this coming. I mean, I felt like it happened to me. I felt like she broke up with me. I was like, oh. And I mean, I was just devastated by it. It was crazy. But in the midst of it, he told me about this song that was ministering to him. And it was a song called I Breathe You In. And it's a song we do here. And there's a line in it that says, when I don't understand, I will choose you. And I mean, that's a powerful thing. That when things happen in this life that we don't understand, I'm going to choose God. I'm going to run to God. That's what I'm going to do. No matter what it feels like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run to God. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to try to drink it away. I'm not going to try to get so busy that I forget all about it. I'm going to run to God. That's what I'm going to do. And that's what my son did. And by the way, he married that wonderful girl, by the way. My daughter-in-law, Annalise. We love her to death. And so my son, through all this, he found God as the all-powerful, omnipotent God. So through his life trials, and by the way, allow your kids to go through stuff. It's okay. You don't need to grab them out of it every time. They got to learn just like you did. And that's hard sometimes. Oh, you just want to go fix it, don't you? Yeah, you want to go fix everything. You want to go pay for everything. You want to do it all and make sure that they don't ever have to go through anything. But you just got to go, whoa, they got to go through this. That was just a little side note for you that I came up with on the fly. Okay. Yeah, well, it was hard. It was hard. You know, and I've found that when God speaks to me in my stress times, my trials, it's most of the time, See, I already know him as the God of mercy and the God of grace and the God who saved me. But he usually comes to me and says, I got this. I got it. I'm all powerful. I'm omnipotent. I'm sovereign. My God is sovereign. And that he loves me. So I can come to him with all this stuff, and basically he says, it's going to be okay. Worst thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to go to heaven. That's the very worst thing that could happen to you, is you're going to heaven. Okay. All right. You got it. You got this. And I got to give it up. Maybe I better get that. I don't know if you heard that. Turn that off. Oh, boy. Hello. So when you're going through stuff, and some of you might be doing that today, trials, tragedies, confusion in life, God needs to be your refuge. And if you want to learn who God is, and you want to know him in deeper ways, you got to run toward him, not away from him in those times. Don't stop coming to church and having fellowship, even though that's what you might feel like doing. Oh, I don't want to be around anybody because of all these things that are happening to me. No, that's not what's best for you. The Bible says to not abandon coming together, as is what some are doing. But to come together as his people. So we need to run to God. So what have you learned about God? Have you allowed him to reveal himself to you? Or have you run from him in those times of trial? I'm facing a bit of one myself today. It's a new one. Haven't had to face before. And if I can get the worship team to come up, that'd be great. Found out a week ago that my dad got a very bad, what do you call it when you go to the doctor and you get a bad report? Diagnosis, thank you. You should remember that, Dick Van Dyke. Diagnosis murder. Anyway, my dad got a bad diagnosis. Wasn't given much hope about a week ago. Hit me pretty hard, and I still haven't found out the final results of the tests. But, so I've been challenged to get myself so busy that I don't think about it, or run to God, run toward God, and that maybe I'm going to find out something else about my God. And I know that I will. So if you're going through something tough today, and I just want to encourage you, stay in there, stay in the fight, look to the Lord, seek his face, read your Bible, keep reading your Bible, continue to have faith, don't be around people that are going to be talking negative things into your life. So let's all stand up this morning. So we're going to play a little bit here at the end. And if you just want to come up to the altar and just take some time with God and just lay it down. Lay it down before the Lord and just say, Lord, I want to run to you, not away from you. With the things that I'm dealing with right now, I want to run to you. And I want to throw my arms around you. I kind of imagine that sometimes for myself. So that I throw myself upon the Lord. So if you just want to do that as we're going to be playing and singing, won't you do that? So we're going to do this worship song, a new one that we did a couple weeks ago called Champion. Champion.